We reached out to Angela Bennett, who's with the Jamaican Tourist Board out of Toronto, just to get an update on the relief efforts for the island, Jamaica, with Hurricane Melissa. And she is here bright and early. Good morning, Angela Bennett.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Miriam. How are you this morning?
Oh, we're well, thank you. How are you?
I am well. I'm keeping Jamaica strong.
Okay, so one of my buddies, Tefrick Harris from Prince Edward County, Wellington area, is on his way to Jamaica to see family and help out, and he's part of the Belleville Caribbean Committee. And we were talking yesterday. There's a lot of still work to be done. Just give us an update on where it is now as far as the relief efforts in Jamaica, Angela.
Thank you, Sean and Miriam. You know, it's what defines us in Jamaica, I would say, is the resilience of our people. You know, this storm really has challenged us in an unforgettable way, but it has also united us as people, and we are unstoppable. So the recovery has been going at record speed, especially in our tourism communities, because this is really the lifeline of Jamaica. So we are seeing quite a bit of work on the hotels that, you know, have had cosmetic damage, and for the ones that have had deeper damage, they've already done the assessments and, you know, getting the required rebuild organized and in place. So, you know, the side of the island, and I want to remind everyone, not every part of Jamaica was damaged by this hurricane. We still have Ocho Rios, Port Antonio area, Kingston area that remains vibrant and ready to welcome visitors to Jamaica again. You know, and it's so remarkable because we are able to make projections based on what those recoveries are like. And it's good to see even in the business sector of Jamaica that shops are opening. You know, people are restoring their homes with the extraordinary help that has come through from our neighbors, from strangers, from all across the globe, and certainly here from Canada. We have felt the love and support of the Canadian people for Jamaica. And this is so extraordinary because the humanity comes through in times of adversity, and Jamaica comes together to weather this storm with the world. We have set goals based on our industry to have by December 15th, 70% of our industry backup will be ready. And then by January 2026, we aim for 80% readiness. And by May 2026, Jamaica will be fully operational again. And this is just not a hope. It is happening now. Yeah. If you visit Jamaica today, you will see the remarkable recovery of our hotels and our attractions and local businesses. Because you know, Sean, you've visited Jamaica 1,000 times. Our DNA, hospitality lives in our DNA.
Yeah. No? Our guest is Angela Bennett from the Jamaican Tourist Board. And Angela, what I've noticed now over the last week and a bit, as power is being restored and communications starting to improve since Melissa went through a few weeks ago, is this the devastation? And when I see 600 schools damaged in Jamaica, hospitals, makeshift hospitals set up, and just some of the challenges that the different parishes have to deal with what Melissa did. You know, now we're seeing videos of it. We still need to support it.
Oh, absolutely. This is a long road to recovery, Sean, because the devastation was nothing that we have ever experienced before. And because of the slow move of the hurricane, it really impacted deep the communities in Jamaica, and particularly the schools, the hospitals. But I'm so overwhelmed with the support and love from the world. And they have come in with technology, with capabilities to set us up and to allow us to continue a little bit alive and restore hope in the people, especially for the children. Because in Jamaica, I tell you, the parenting, especially of our mothers, our life is to ensure that our children go to school and have an education. And when our schools are damaged, we have even hotels that have offered their conference rooms for the children to have their examination, because this is a period when we have these tests in the country. And it's really that unity that is allowing us to rebuild while we function. And this is remarkable to see. So we are quickly trying to get through so many charitable organizations like Food for the Poor, like Helping Hands Jamaica Foundation, like the Sandals Foundation. These are three of the many remarkable foundations that are pushing, especially in the tourism communities, to help restore the homes of the workers, the schools of the community, the hospitals, and all the organizations, the cruise ships that are coming in every part of the world, and the people that we do businesses with are coming to our aid. And this is what we call humanity at its best. And we thank them. We're humbled by it. And we thank them for the continuous support, because we will need this in the months and possibly years to come.
Thanks for joining the conversation, Angela Bennett from the Jamaican Tourist Board. Next week, the Belleville Caribbean Committee, Belleville Police Service, Belleville Fire and Emergencies, and other partners will kick off a big campaign for Jamaica relief. So thank you for the update this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.